everybody. I didn't leave. I stayed.
Think it over. Do it anyway.
Steve.
No. It's good. We love you. Everything's going great.
All right. Let's talk about the biggest story of the day.
Give me a beat.
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine. And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
Look at Miss Brittany. Oh, you can't see her in your camera. We're gonna
is she all T-Swifted okay. up today? What's happening? Yes. Is she in costume?
It's not here. Costume. It's here. Like
T-shirt.
Oh, yeah. So you've got the Eras Tour T-shirt on. Yeah.
And then okay. I've got...
And her, she painted her nails.
Yeah, they say tortured. I did that at 10:30 when I panicked. I realized my nails were normal. yeah.
You mean at 10:30 last night, you were like, crap, yeah. The album's coming out soon.
I was like, looked down at my nails, mortified, because I was going to go to bed. I told me and Mike even talked about it. I was like, I'm going to bed. I'm not going to stay up till 11. And then it was 10, and I was like... I'll make second dinner and then make a decision. So I made second dinner and I was like, it's 10:30. My nails are naked and that's embarrassing. So I was like, why don't I just do my nails and I'll stay up. So I stayed up and life has been unhinged since.
Did you end up staying up all the way until, I guess, what would have been 1 a.m. Midwest time when we found out, oh my gosh, it's actually a double album?
No. So I... The order of events for me was...
Yes, where were you when, please?
11 p.m. I am a single mom until Saturday, so I was living like a single person. I stayed up... Oh, I do have a child still, so nice. I remembered that. I stayed up till 11 p.m. and enjoyed the first album, and I thought I had so much fun texting so many unhinged people that were so dramatic in the way that only Swifties can be, including our very own Mike Ganger, texted me at 11:30 with his list of favorites and what run of five songs that ruined him. Love that. I got a lot of, oh my God, I'm dying. OMFG, I can't believe it. All these things. Very Swift-coded RIP me vibes. So then I went to bed because it was midnight and I go, okay, I've listened to the album. Here are my favorites. I'm going to bed. I'll re-listen tomorrow.
What are your favorites?
Oh, from the first is Who's Afraid of Little Old Me is my favorite song right now.
Mike, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me?
Oh my God. Taylor, how did you get on this song?
I know. Same one that jumped out at me.
I'm not familiar with Lana Del Rey, but does this kind of have that kind of vibe?
A little bit.
The thing is with this song is this one builds. So that's the first chorus, and then it gets more like... unhinged screaming of like, it's not even a pretty scream at the end when she's like, who's afraid of little old me? And you just, in the car right here, I was thinking about anyone who's ever made me feel small and I was losing it on the way in. You should be afraid of me because.
Anyone come to mind?
I'll get back to you on that. I wouldn't say I'm naming names as much as Taylor is in this album, but.
When I listened to a few of the songs this morning, mm-hmm. and I liked what I heard. I liked the vibe of it. That being said, and tell me, Mike and Brittany, if I'm wrong on this, I probably only listened to maybe four or five songs of the 31 from mm-hmm. this surprise double album. They all had kind of like similar to that. Lana Del Rey is a great way to describe that, Donna. That similar vibe or like sound to it. Would you say that the majority of these 31 songs sort of all fall under the umbrella of they all kind of are from the same
like they sound like you're getting
sound family
like
kind
you're
of?
Getting a massage, you know, and that's playing.
I think it's one of those things that you would say that, but I wouldn't put them in the same umbrella. There's different vibes. Like Mike was talking about how he's got an old school vibe with the high school one.
Yes.
So high school.
Yeah.
Thank You, Amy. That one is just a song saying thank you so much, Kim K, for making me the person I am today. There's a thank you, and then there's maybe a different word that replaces thank.
Yeah, there's a lot of F-bombs
in that one, which is beautiful.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that one yet, Thank You, Amy is all in lowercase letters except for the letters K-I-M. in the title.
Oh my God.
So it literally has Kim spelled out in the title.
Oh.
And there are a lot of lines that really you can tell who it's referencing. But I will say, like, Steve, let's give this one a listen real quick. Because this almost has more of, like I said, the eight, like kind of the 1989 vibe. You got a guitar going. This is so high school. This is the second song that's basically, it feels like this is talking to Travis. Basically, you're turning, you're making me feel like I'm in high school.
And then the other one that we think is about Travis is Alchemy.
Alchemy, yeah. And that one definitely, I mean, there's literally the lines about the touchdown. Here,
it's so corny, but like in the way Travis is, where you just love it.
I like that music, that vibe, that sound. I didn't offer that as a criticism. It was more like, it feels like a lot of, you know, of the four or five that I listened to, I was like, they're all have that vibe.
I get
to
it.
Them.
I think these...
Are there any bops?
Yeah,
are there any, like, well, okay, bad bloods or anything like
no,
that?
No, there's no bad bloods, but Florida is...
I want a radio hit, you know?
I don't know what to give you. Do you want me to go make this song
you know what,
that you
maybe
want?
Maybe they're growers, not showers.
Donna.
You know what I mean?
I know. I'll high-five that any day.
Here's a little bit of Florida. And I know there's a
lot of swears.
Swear coming up here. But,
and that's with Florence.
Their tourism board is really going to try to grab that.
Oh,
you think?
Oh, good.
It's true.
It's very, like, I can't wait to go visit my parents and blast Florida in my mom's car.
Oh,
it's like, it's yeah.
I kind of feel bad for Joe Alwyn little bit.
I'm so glad you brought that up because I was ready to kind of feel bad for him too. But she's not really calling him out, and she dropped a whole thing at the same time, kind of like a press release from her Twitter that said, "There's nothing to avenge, no scores to settle once wounds have healed, and upon further reflection, a good number of them turned out to be self-inflicted."
So this that's self-aware.
Yeah, this isn't like back when in our 20s when we were able to full on gab with our girlfriends and be like, it's all his problem. He did it, you know? This is more a breakup in our 30s where we go, all right, what was my part in it?
Okay.
So that's what it feels like. Because when I listened to it, I was ready to be like, all right, let's find the dirt on Joe. And there isn't really any. It's more of like, I was able to make this work and it probably shouldn't have.
How about he failed to measure up to any measure of a man? On the smallest man who ever lived.
That could be Matt Healy as well.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got Matt Healy linked in that as well. But
there is a reference to Healy when she says, you smoked then ate 7 bars of chocolate, which references his song Chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And, but other than that, they're saying that, like, there's an article in Page Six that talks about how he dulled her sparkle.
Yeah.
You know, because he was a wallflower.
And so I heard a lot. It's so funny because a lot of things that are coming out there go, well, you wouldn't even date Matt Healy that long. But
yeah, it was like 5 minutes.
Anybody who's ever dated the hot mess in between your golden retriever, like before your golden retriever, they leave an impact like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
And they're why you appreciate your golden retriever. Like, you need the Matt Healys. And they do impact you in a weird way. Like,
so you can appreciate
the golden retriever. And you go, yeah, this probably wouldn't work. Like, buying groceries with the Matt Healys and being mundane wouldn't work. But, like,
yeah, he's chaos.
It was fun, but also insane.
All right, we're going to take a break now. We're up against the clock. We are going to have more new Taylor music at 11. And so, Britt, if you're still in the building and you want to come back at 11 o'clock as we delve back in again and sample a few other tracks at 11 o'clock on Taylor Swift album release day, as we celebrate as a country, really.
Really.
You are certainly invited back in. That being said, we'll take a break and get back to really dumb food news next.
You know, once it stops snowing, it's going to get warm at some point, right? It has to. And it's going to be motorcycle season. Let me tell you something I learned from Mike Bryant of Bradshaw and Bryant Law Firm. And that is that, first of all, you need to be careful out there. Make sure you see motorcyclists. I didn't realize this until Mike told me that motorcycle insurance does not include personal injury protection coverage. I thought that was like crazy, but it is also why if you are a motorcyclist who has been injured as a result of another driver's negligence, you got to get a hold of an attorney with specific experience and knowledge in this area. Someone who's going to know the motorcycle traffic laws, someone who's really good at presenting evidence to a potentially biased jury, and someone who has dealt with complicated accident cases. It doesn't cost you anything to meet to discuss your case. You can get a hold of Mike Bryant of Bradshaw and Bryant today. Just go to MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. The Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun and it's snowing. Happy April.
You know what? That actually takes us to our email bag. I declare today random email day. Whatever you want to send in, send in. And we'll try to read as many as we can on the air. Here's one from Deb. I had to pull my car over because I just had to vent. Driving back to Minnesota after 3.5 months for work. And the sky is sunny and bright, and you're telling me that when I get there, it's going to be snowing?
That is correct.
I'm only an hour away, and it's still sunny here. Don't talk about the snow. Sincerely, Deb.
Chill up.
Let's see. Here's another one just came in. Christine. Donna and Steve, I listen to your show every day, and I've been listening for years as I love it. Thank you, Christine.
Love you.
I still think about a woman, I believe her name was Julie, who called into your show a few years ago and said she was working hard to train her boys to open the bathroom door first and then wash their hands, to which Donna said, wait, what? And Steve said, you're putting fecal matter on your door, Julie. I was cringing and laughing so hard at the same time, and to this day, I wonder if she's still doing that. Lick those plates, Steve and Donna. No one rocks an avocado in a purse like you. Love you both.
Thank you.
Here's another one. This from Lisa. If you have a random email that you want us to send in and possibly read on air, Donna and Steve Show at mytalk1071.com. This one's kind of a good one. Donna, you haven't watched Friends, so I don't know if this will land as much. Mike, you had to have watched Friends,
oh,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we're children of the 90s.
I watched Friends.
How many episodes in their entirety?
Go ahead. Don't know.
Under 10. Under 10.
Maybe. Maybe.
Hello, hello, Lisa says. I've been wanting to share this crazy story that I think is a complete crazy coincidence. Back in the day, when I was like 16, I worked as a waitress at a pizza place on Central Avenue in Minneapolis. I swear we created the character names from the TV show Friends. The cook's name was Ross. He ended up dating a waitress that I trained in named, you guessed it, Rachel. Here's the kicker. Ross had a sister that started working there.
Named Gunther.
Yep, her name was Monica. Stay out of this, Donna. I swear I couldn't make this up. Now, this all took place before the TV show Friends even came out. I did have a poodle named Phoebe as well.
Oh, wow.
Now, there wasn't a Joey or a Chandler, but it was on Central Avenue, and the coffee house on Friends was called Central Perk. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd share this crazy story with you on Friday email. Love your show. Have a great weekend. From Lisa, .. not Kudrow.
Okay, that's cute. Leo accidentally swallowed invisible ink and is at the emergency room waiting to be seen. What? What does that mean?
Is that what he means is sort of a joke?
I hope so. I never heard of anise candy until Donna mentioned it. What an educational show. Steve, do you ever wonder about your childhood friend who carried a plastic knife? Are these all jokes?
All the time. No, no, that's my friend. I won't say his name, but Jesse Hollisey. He lives in Pittsburgh. And he
address is as follows.
He used to defecate in a manner where he had to bring a plastic knife with him just to be
Steve,
safe.
Oh. Don't ever, ever say that out loud again.
Donna, this is the human experience, my friend. I'm sorry to shy away from it. But there's a best-selling children's book called Everyone Poops.
Okay, all right, just...
Knife to meet you.
Now I know what it means when people say, cut the Cut the crap.
Yeah, Jesse's the only one in the room who pulls his blade out. Oh, turn of phrase. I get it. Sorry. Nope. I'll put it back. I'll sheath it.
Ryan sent an email, said, I like turtles and it's snowing again in Eden Prairie.
Brenda sends an email. Steve, you sound a lot like Paul Harvey, whom I love. I don't think I do. Paul Harvey was really put together. Me is Clown Man. We got an email from someone named Dodie, D-O-D-Y. Scandia's darling, tiny town. Thank you, Dodie. Love your show. It's snowing in Osceola, Wisconsin, across the river from Scandia. Seeing the name Dodie reminds me of my Uncle Wally, who once called our phone, left a voicemail on the answering machine. We press play, and it's, hey, Jane, it's Bill, his real name. Hey, I need to borrow your lawnmower. Mine's not working. I just need to come up. So I can just come up and get it. I'll bring it back right after. All right. Aunt Dodie died.
Oh, my God.
That was how we found out.
Wow.
What are you laughing at over there, Donna? What did you just read?
We got greetings from Amy. I love you guys and especially enjoyed your job skills discussion today. I'm currently looking for a job and happen to possess many of the skills you're both lacking. Let me know if you'd like a copy of my resume. I've added a picture of Miley Cyrus with a horse to it. I think it's really going to help with my job search. People are funny.
People are funny.
So funny.
All right. Hi, Don and Steve. Love your show. You make me laugh out loud daily. Hey, I wanted to tell you a story about grandma names. We had a segment yesterday about what's a cool grandma or grandpa name. I became a grandma when I was in my mid-40s. My stepkids asked what I wanted to be called. I didn't think anything of it because I had a boyfriend in college whose sister and her wife had a baby, and they worked hard to have one of them be called Mommy and another one Mommy-type name. But when the toddler started to speak, she just called one of them Red-Haired Mommy, and the other yellow-haired mommy. So I thought, that baby is going to decide what she wants to call us. No point in us deciding. Little did I know, the parents were going to push the matter. Granted, the kids have several grandmas and great-grandmas, blended family. So I am now grandma. Others are granny, nana, and great-grandma, which I love, but it did take me about a year to realize when this little human was saying grandma, she was meaning me. What a thrill. Looking back, I'd have chosen Oma, but that ship has sailed, and being called grandma is an honor. Steve, how will you cope with your daughter with the Taylor Swift album? Okay, that was a long email, yeah, and maybe I should have proofread that one.
Yeah, probably.
But I didn't realize until I started scrolling down there was more text. Thank you for the emails. College of Pop Culture Knowledge next. All right, I get it. I get it. It's snowing. A lot of you might be looking outside. It's snow right now. It's going to pass. The weather's going to pop back up. Look at the 10-day forecast. Things are looking up. Hey, it's Steve from my buddies at Hoffman Weber Construction. And I don't want the snow to get in the way of that spring momentum that you had. Maybe it was you, maybe your partner, and you're looking at your house and you're thinking, we're going to do it. We're finally going to do the thing that we have said for years we want to do. We want a new exterior, new siding on our home because we want to glow it up. We're going to stay here for a while. We want to love what we drive up to. Or maybe you're thinking, oh boy, we really need to finally get a new roof. Or it's time that these windows that aren't keeping the cold air out or the cool air during the summer in, we need some new windows. Well, guess what? At Hoffman Weber Construction, they can help you in a variety of different ways. They have a non-pushy sales process. They don't want to push you. They want to partner with you. Straightforward pricing. They've been in the Twin Cities for over 30 years. It's time for you to do that project. Get started today. HWConstruction.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
We're back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun and we're going to play a game.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like Quiz Ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, the Big Zamboni.
I
want to
see how smart you are.
It's time to find out how smart the two of you are as we play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. I will say tomorrow is a special day. Special day for a variety of people. Some people, I mean, it's 420 tomorrow. We know that. Yep. We know how certain people will celebrate 420. Other people will celebrate it differently because tomorrow is actually also a palindrome. 420, oh. 24. Same forward as backwards.
Wait. Yes.
You could even do 420, 2024, and it's still a palindrome.
Wait. Oh, that's fun.
That is
four,
fun.
20, 20, 24. How is that a palindrome if you go 4?
Same forward
I
and back.
See
she
it.
Got there.
Yep.
Oh my
After
God,
her initial
that's
defensiveness.
So cool. Okay, no, yeah, just took me a second.
This is
going to
be our last palindrome until, well, it's actually going to be the last 420 palindrome for like 1,000 years.
Oh my God.
But it is going to be the last palindrome day until May of next year when it'll be 5. Somebody's,
oh, yeah.
Somebody's birthday today. They're singing out there. Okay, sorry.
Oh, five.
Somebody just started birthday singing. 5-20-2025 will be another palindrome.
Oh, man, we should take the day off next year.
We should.
Okay.
Oh, wait, that'll be on 5-5? Oh, and that's on Cinco de Mayo.
No, it'd be 5-20-2025.
Oh. I'm going to go back to bed.
That's cool. So we've talked about palindromes before. Of course, a man, a plan, a canal, Panama, my favorite.
That the whole thing.
That whole thing is a palindrome.
Is a palindrome. Wow. Same backwards, same forward. Wow.
Race car, of course, is a more simple palindrome. So today for the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, we're going to be talking about palindromes in pop culture.
Oh.
Ready for some wordplay?
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
All right.
We got Dawn to play along with us today.
Hi, Dawn. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good. It's Uncle Papak and Big Mima. Where are you going right
Ew.
Now?
I just woke up because I have to go to one of those things called a job shortly.
Well, you know, it's okay. You made us feel two things because when you say you just woke up, you sound unemployed. But then you say you're just waking up because you have to go to a job. Do you work? What do you do?
I work weird hours. I work at a hospital and I make sure we have the nurses and nursing aides we need for the hospital.
Awesome.
Yes, we love that.
Thank
Do you work
you.
The same shift every day, or is it different shifts on different days?
Different shift. Today I'm working 12 to 12 midnight, and then I work tomorrow at 4 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Oh, ew.
Wait.
Yeah.
Are you going to get more than 4 hours off?
Yeah, it's weird. Then I have 4 days off next week, and then I'll work like 12 days in a row. It's weird.
Oh, my gosh.
I work a lot. It's all good, though, because it's better than having
to. That's so great. My gosh, shout out to Flossie Dickey in the building. Well, thank you.
And Steve, I use an Excel spreadsheet every day for 12 hours.
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever, I can't even ask you this, but I bet, I'm going to guess you've fallen asleep at your job at some point. If you're doing Excel spreadsheets and it's 2 in the morning, bedtime, night, night, good night, moon.
No, I can officially say I do not fall asleep at work.
Good for you. Dawn, are you still here? Dawn is looking at more Flossie Dickey.
No,
go ahead,
no,
do
no,
one.
No,
here we go. Here
no,
we go. Everybody,
no,
be quiet so we can hear Flossie in her fullness.
I only have the one. Hey.
I am tired.
All right, with that.
All right, let's do this.
Caroline, thank you again for calling in. Who Dawn. Would you like to team up with?
Caroline.
I don't know. It was a long time ago that we got her name. Donna or Steve?
Matt Belanger, please. AKA Steven.
Okay, we'll take that. Thank all you right. very much. All right, buzz off, Donna.
Bye.
All right, Dawn, you're going to go on hold. I should also mention, Steve is attempting to end what has been a 5-game winning streak for
brutal.
Donna. We
oh,
are sitting with a
brutal.
Score of 40-37.
Sheesh.
And today for the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, again, we're talking about palindromes in pop culture to celebrate tomorrow's palindrome. That's going to be the first and the last one for a while. Are you ready, Steve?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it here as we get this started. The last name of this sharpshooting Mayor of Kingstown actor is the same forward as backwards.
Not Winslet. Who else stars with Kate Winslet in the Mayor of Easttown Pass?
Gary Berghoff was best known for this iconic character from the hit show MASH.
Oh, Lord. Lieutenant Dickey. I have no idea.
It was a number one album for SZA and a charting hit for both Rihanna and fellow palindrome ABBA. So an album for SZA that went into number one and a charting hit for Rihanna and ABBA.
Not Umbrella. I know nothing. I'm just hopeful because I know that Donna is going to know equally nothing, is my hope. So it really all comes down to our lifeline.
All right, let's see how Dawn can do. Dawn, you're still with us?
Yeah, where's Mapalander when we need him?
As she honest said, he knows absolutely nothing. We'll find out if you know anything. Let me just read these questions here for you. The last name of this sharpshooting mayor of Kingstown actor is the same forward as back.
Never saw that show.
Okay. Gary Berghoff was best known
Radar.
As this. There you go. Radar is you're going to be your answer for that second one. Gary Berghoff, the iconic character from the hit series MASH. You're going to say Radar. How about the third one? It was a number one album for SZA and a charting hit for both Rihanna and fellow palindrome ABBA.
Oh, my God.
Any idea what palindrome that might be? Same forward as back?
I just learned what a palindrome was 10 minutes ago.
I didn't think I'd be quizzed on all this.
The only thing I can say is Mamma Mia, but that doesn't do anything backwards and forwards, so let's just do it.
We'll go with Mamma Mia. Sounds good. We're going to put Dawn back on hold, and we'll bring Donna back in here.
All right, come. Oh, Schnikes. I just looked it up because I couldn't wait. That ABBA Schnikes. All right, Donna, come on.
Here she comes.
Donna's making her way back. Here she comes. Hi, welcome back, Donna.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good, good, good. We did pretty good.
I don't believe you.
You're right.
All right. Let's give it a shot.
Again, these are all palindromes. They're all the same forward as back. And I did mention this to Steve. You're also trying, Donna, to extend what's been a 5-game winning streak. 40-37 is where we sit. Let's see if you can extend that winning streak. Again, all these answers, the same forward as back. Are you ready?
Sure.
Here we go. The last name of this sharpshooting mayor of Kingstown actor is the same forward as back.
Renner, Jeremy.
Gary Berghoff was best known as this iconic character from the hit show MASH.
Pass.
It was a number one album for SZA and a charting hit for both Rihanna and fellow palindrome ABBA.
Oh, geez.
Hits for Rihanna and ABBA and a number one album for SZA.
Let's go back to number two. I'm not going to get that.
Gary Berghoff was best known as this iconic character from the hit show MASH.
Let's see. Hawkeye Pierce. BJ Honeycutt.
That doesn't sound real. Okay.
I have no idea.
Oh, man.
All right. Let's run through these answers. Let's start with the third one again. Palindrome.
Radar. Dang it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with the third one. It was a number one album for SZA and a charting hit for Rihanna and fellow palindrome ABBA. That song is SOS.
Mm. Woo!
SZA's album that actually had like all of the songs hit number 10 or top 10 was also named SOS. So number one album for SZA and charting hits for Rihanna and ABBA. Nobody got that one right. SOS would have been the answer. We go to the second one. Gary Berghoff was best known as this iconic character from the hit show MASH. Both Dawn and Donna knew it was Radar. Unfortunately, Donna didn't realize it until a few seconds after the buzzer. Radar, the correct answer.
Dang it.
Nicely done, Dawn.
Thank you, Dawn.
Good job, Dawn.
With that, you two take the lead. Dawn and Steve. We go up to the first one. The last name of this sharpshooting mayor of Kingstown actor is the same forward as back. Sharpshooting, because of course he played the role of Hawkeye in the MCU. Jeremy Renner, the correct answer. Donna got that one.
Nice, Donna.
They did not.
That's
so
very good.
We are locked up at one apiece.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
We're going to head to a tiebreaker.
Oh man.
Okay.
So again, Palindrome Day, Renner, by the way, same forward as back. Let's go ahead and go to the tiebreaker. Dawn, you are on the line again. You still with us?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. The tiebreaker works is I'm going to start, in this case, playing a song. As soon as you think you know the name of the artist that happens to be a palindrome, you yell out your name. And if you're right, you get the win. If you're wrong, your opponent gets to hear more of the song. Are the three of you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Yell out your name.
I want it to be who's in my head already. I'm locked and loaded and got one.
I'm with you, Steve. I got the same name.
I got nothing.
All right, then, hey, why don't you go first?
Stop thinking, Donna.
Okay.
Go look for an avocado.
Wow. Does anyone...
Is that a palindrome?
Maybe. I was just
checking. All right,
here we go. All right, here we go.
All right, name this palindrome artist.
Steve. I'm going to give it to Don.
Go ahead, Don.
No, I don't. Steve, I'm scared. Now you do it.
Come on.
Go ahead, Don. You got
okay.
it.
It's Bob Marley. You need. Okay.
It's Bob.
Bob. You know what? So I had Bob in my head, but mine was B.O.B. You remember when B.O.B. was like a rapper for a hot minute and did Airplane. Shooting stars. I thought it might have been that one, but it was another Bob.
It was Bob. Bob Marley.
How is Bob Marley a pimp?
Bob. Just the Bob part.
Just the Bob part, not Marley Bob. Part, but just Bob.
Marley in there.
You'd be surprised how few of palindromes are out there in the world, so we're just going to go with the Bob.
They said,
yay.
I was
thinking ABBA. I thought he was going to ABBA us again.
He didn't know. He would never double ABBA us. This dude's a pro.
Man.
Don, a.k.a. Caroline in the city. Hey, we love you.
Palindromer, we did it.
What's this about?
I don't know. She just has an affinity for Matt Belanger, I think.
Because he's always taking your job, and it seemed funny when I just woke up. But it's.
We need to be kind to our people who work in the field of healthcare. Thank you so much, Don. Thank you for listening. We love you. Donna, I got to read something to you. Stay on the line, Michael. Get your details. It's Random Email Friday. Send in an email, and if it passes muster for us, we'll try to read as many as we can. This I totally forgot about. This from Mary.
Mary?
I was just thinking about a Throwback Friday idea. Do you guys remember? Crockpot, canker sore, shoehorn skin tag. She said, Mary from New Prague, a.k.a. the biggest cover story fan, Clomp Clomp. That was the time on our show about a year ago when we had talked about one of those things probably that day, be it a crockpot, canker sore, shoehorn, or skin tag. And we realized that of all of our years of doing the show, telling you about all the latest things, here's the Taylor Swift news, it's happened with Paris Hilton. The topics, our Mount Rushmore of topics that have generated response have been, in no particular order, crockpots, canker sores, shoehorns, and skin tags. And this is why we think we should be a national show. That's how they should put that on our sizzle reel. Us all chanting, crockpot, canker sore, shoehorn, skin tag.
Oh, my God.
So stupid.
The worst. The dumbest.
Donna, your poor career.
Tell me about it.
I'm supposed to be doing this stuff on the way up, is my hope. You know, you kind of have stuff you look back on, but you've accomplished so much.
Thank you.
But now.
Until now.
Yeah, just genuinely, it's not fine. Polished.
Everything is fine. It'll be fine. We got to go. We're running late.
Oh, okay. We are running late. All right.
All right. I don't know what's coming up
next. When we come back, we'll clap, snap, and read some emails.
I'm just mailing it in.
Hey, right. And it's an email Friday. Send us your emails. Donna C. So, bye.
Good morning. Donna and Steve here on My Talk 107.1 on Email Friday. Got a lot of fun emails today.
And I think it's starting to show me, sometimes we feel like the weird ones. But you got a bunch of just weird people out there.
We're
with
just
weird
a club.
Thoughts in their head and things that they do. Did you see the one?
From Gina?
From Lindsay.
Oh, what's the Lindsay one?
I'll start. Subject, as written by Lindsay.
Oh, no.
Listening and working from the barn while I wait for my horse to poop. For context, thank you. My 18-year-old stallion is very sensitive to weather changes and tends to stop drinking water when we have these huge weather shifts. This causes impaction issues in his system with all the hay that he's eating and no water to help digest and push it through. He'll be fine, don't worry, but if anybody would steal my phone and look at my photos, they would wonder what I was into, having an entire folder of Jubiloso poop pictures. Happy Friday. What was your email?
I was... Well, Brit in the city wants to talk about Taylor Swift all day. And then she said that it was very sacrilegious what I said about Angela Lansbury the other day.
Mm-hmm.
All I said...
That was in such poor taste. You demeaned an elderly woman.
No. No. You listened to a song. You lied so that you can align with the elderly and said, oh, that's beautiful.
I think that it's beautiful, Donna.
We were listening to her sing, and I was like, okay, I don't know if I describe that as beautiful.
You eye rolled. You're sugarcoating it right now. You
fake liked it.
No, I didn't.
You totally
I actually,
did.
No, Donna, I actually love Angela Lansbury. I respect elderly women. That's one of the points where you and I differ. And I love the Disney songbook. And it's a beautiful song written by Alan Menken. Your hate speech that we could go back and find
I was
against.
Not hate. I just said it's not. It's fine.
By the way,
I
you'll
be
pleased
like...
to know, Donna, Angela Lansbury is dead.
Wow. Don't say that.
For a year and a half now. Are you happy?
Somebody here said, Steve, oh no.
It's just an objectively good song.
The song is good.
And the voice is like, she's storytelling. As an elderly, she's a freaking teapot.
Oh, really?
You ever had tea?
She's a teapot singing?
Yeah.
Yes, gosh, Donna. Donna! Donna!
All right, I see what you're saying.
It's beautiful.
If you're into that kind of thing.
Oh, my goodness. You can never, in good faith, endorse, like, a retirement community. You would go to their talent shows, and God love these people for getting up and trying something, and you'd be in the back row rolling your eyes.
Yeah.
If that makes her happy. Somebody give her a pin. You make me sick.
I know. I'm sorry. I mean, just out of context, just hearing that, I'm not like, oh, this is beautiful. I'm sorry. She's no Whitney Houston. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. There's only one Whitney. We don't have to compare everybody against Whitney. She's singing.
Anyway, sorry I brought it up. Anyway, Gina has a random top 10, Donna and Steve. This Whoa. Via email.
Top 10 what?
Just Donna and Steve-isms.
Oh, okay.
Number one on the list.
That's my favorite.
Number two is Pierogi. Ugh. Number three is Cliff.
Shout out to Cliff.
Number four is Weather. Number five is I'm a fading local television celebrity, Steve Patterson.
It's my truth.
Number six, thanks for letting us inside your head, Donna to Steve.
Yeah.
I don't know what number I'm up to, but
seven.
Just, all right, seven, Hamish Bowles.
Hamish Bowles. If you know, you know.
Oh. Right. Remember when Rocco said, that's what you find in the toilet after
Easter? I mean, that's horrible.
The guy's name is... Hamish
Bowles. Yes.
Anyway, Barbacoa Bowl is on the list.
Oh, yes.
Triceratop and Durap.
Triceratops, yeah. That's
right,
good. That's a pretty good top 10.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I take off now?
It feels like you did a while back.
Hey, Sarah says, stop, Steve. Why can't Donna just have her opinion? This song is horrible. Love you both, long time.
Oh, my gosh. You and Sarah... Sarah is not our, and I say this with love in my heart, she's not our most optimistic of emailers, so it does not surprise me.
She's like the female version of
Brian Oman, who, by the way, sent an email, but it was big and long, but he's making music recommendations. But you know what I'll say about Brian? Brian used to be much more, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, looking for a fight in an email, you know? Contrarian, dropping some, you know... pushback on a lot of things. He's mellowed. He's mellowed.
He wants us to know he loves us.
Oh, we know he loves us.
We love
and we
too.
Love him. And we respect you know, all the differences that we have. Why don't you text Sarah on the side right now? Are you hearing this crap?
I don't think it's crap. I don't think it's crap.
Like, listen to her voice.
If I were in church and this lady got up and was singing this at a funeral, I'd be like, okay. Very sweet.
Oh, gosh. You are a tough critic.
I mean, there's... I just didn't have any context. You can't just play that and have... and say, oh, this is so beautiful.
I grant you that I do have nostalgic ties to it because I think back to the movie. I think back to being young. And I get that it's a little different for you.
Anyway.
I just think that it's so sweet. I really appreciate, like, an older storyteller... kind of a voice, almost like Jimmy Durante. Never,
okay.
You know,
all
he
right.
was like, he's storytelling
it's
while he
fine.
Sings.
Everything is fine. Nicole says, Steve, years ago you taught me it was okay not to love pentatonics.
And that is true. That
it changed my life. Thank you.
Oh, I freed her from pentatonics?
Yes. How about that?
It's just, I just really struggle with a lot of a cappella groups when they're trying to like do all the things.
Right. Sarah if said. You're,
yeah, go ahead.
Excuse me? I'm very optimistic. You, Steve, are just sometimes really annoying.
This is my point.
And she said, I love you.
Sarah!
Oh, man.
You
gotta
go.
All right. Good talk, guys.
I'm going to go vape.
All right.
Don't vape, kids. It's a
joke. Don't vape. It's bad.
Vape? Vape?